Okay, we're continuing Be'ez Hashem in the second parak of Maseches Bikurim, and today we are learning Mishnayos Yud and Yud Aleph. So we've already given the heading. The heading is that a koi is sometimes perfectly like a chaya, sometimes perfectly like a behema, sometimes like neither, sometimes like both. And in yesterday's Mishnah, we learned the Mishnah Tes in the three ways that a koi is like a chaya: that it needs kisei adam, that the chaylev of a koi is mitame binevela like a chaya, and that you can't do pidyon petach hamor with it like a chaya. So today we move on. Mishnah Yud, ketzat shavu lebehema. In what way is a koi similar to a behema? So number one, chelbo asur kichelev behema. The chelev of a koi is asur to eat, just like the chelev of a behema is asur to eat. The Torah asurs eating chelev. It's a very severe iser, and yet the chelev of a chaya is mutter. Vein chayav and alav kares. But if you eat the chelev of a koi, you're not going to be chayav kares for doing so, because if you normally eat chaylev, you are chayv kares. That's why you're chayv. The achilas chaylev is the classic example of something for which you're chayv a carbon chatos if you do b'shogeg, because the rule is you're only chayv a chatos b'shogeg if the issa rises to the level of the kind of thing that you would be chayv kares if you did it b'mezid. So therefore, eating chaylev is something that's a chatos b'shogeg and that's kares b'mezid. But when it comes to a koi, since we're not even sure that its chaylev is asur, because we don't know that it's a behema, it might in fact be a chaya, so you're not going to be chayev a chatas, you're not going to be chayev kares. Good. Ve'enu nilkach b'kesef ma'aser lechel b'Yerushalayim. A koi, a second way that it's like a behema, you're not allowed to use ma'aser sheni money to buy a koi to eat in Yerushalayim. Just like you're not allowed to buy a behema, is not allowed to be bought with ma'aser sheni money in order to eat in Yerushalayim, if you're not going to use it as a korban. Meaning, if you take, if you have too much ma'aser sheni produce, so you decide, I can't shop all this to Yerushalayim, so you pulled it for money. You're Mosef Chomesh, you add an extra 25%, and you bring it to Yerushalayim. And the idea is that you're going to bring that ma'aser sheni money, and you'll spend it on korbanos in Yerushalayim. But that's only when it comes to behemos, which could be brought as korbanos, and not to chayos, which cannot be brought as korbanos. So you're not allowed to buy a behema with meiser, but you're allowed to buy a chaya, meaning because there's a gzeira midrabanan that you're not allowed to use meiser sheni money to buy an animal unless you bring that animal as a korban, because we're trying to encourage you to bring korbanos. But a chaya is ineligible to be brought as a korban, so you're allowed to use meiser sheni money to buy a chaya that will not be brought as a korban. So you're not allowed to buy a koi with meiser sheni money because a koi might be a behema, and you're not allowed to buy and midrabban, you're not allowed to buy a behema that is a non-korban with ma'aser sheni money. That's the idea. V'chayiv b'zroa l'chayayim v'keva. A koi is chayiv in the halachos of giving the zroa l'chayayim v'keva, the foreleg, the cheeks, and one of the stomachs to a kohen as one of the matnos kuhuna, just like you're chayiv by any behema. These are psukim in the Torah, that these are part of the matnos kuhuna, what you have to give to a kohen. Rabbi Lazar Potter, Rabbi Lazar says that you don't have to give those parts of a koi to a kohen. Because the kohen, if the kohen comes and to collect and says, hey, give me my zroa l'chayayim v'keva, you could tell him, prove to me that this animal is in fact a behema, and you'll get your zroa l'chayayim v'keva, because if it's a chaya, it doesn't require, if it's a chaya, there's no mitzvah of zroa l'chayayim v'keva, there's no manas kuhuna of zroa l'chayayim v'keva. Now Mishnah Yud Aleph. In what way is a koi neither like a chaya nor like a behema? You're not allowed to interbreed it, you're not allowed to mate it with a chaya or a behema, because that's too risky, because you can't mate it with a chaya because it might be a behema. You can't mate it with a behema because it might be a chaya. Hakosiv chayosu vehem tolivno. If you write a shtar that says that you're giving your chaya and your behema to your child as a gift, and you happen to own a koi, lo kasav lo asakai, we assume that you did not include the koi as part of that gift, because we assume that when you say you're giving your behemos and chayos, that you're only giving that which you can definitively identify as a behema or a chaya, and not a koi, which cannot definitively be identified with either one. Im amar hareini nazir shezeh chaya o behema, if someone saw a koi and said, I'm a nazir, if this is a behema, harehu nazir, he does have to be a suffic nazir, because it might be true. And even if you said, I'm a nazir, on the condition that it's both a chaya and a behema, becomes a nazir, because a koi is, in a certain sense, both a chaya and a behema, because we're going through in these mishnayos how it has some halachos of a chaya and some halachos of a behema. And even if you say that I'm going to be a nazir if it's neither a chaya nor a behema, you're still a nazir misafik, because a koi might be its own min bifnei atzmo, that's neither a chaya nor a behema. Meaning it's lav dafka that there are only two types of animals, chaya and behema. There might be three types of animals, chaya, behema, and koi, which is a whole category that's made up of just one animal, of a koi. So a person is a nazir if he makes such a statement. Ushtar kol drachav shavu mechayu lebehema. But with regard to everything else, a koi is like chayos and behemos, meaning whatever halachos apply to both chaya and behema apply to a koi as well. And therefore, v'ton shechita kaze v'kaze, if you want to eat it, you got a shechta, just like you got a shechta chaya and a behema. Umetami mishun nevela, and transmits tuma as a nevela. If it dies without being shechted, it just drops dead. So its body is a nevela, which is navatuma, just like the carcass of a chaya and the carcass of a behema would be a navatuma. Umishum evr min chay, and there's an isra of evr min chay, and it's metame with evr min chay. If you remove a limb from a koi while it's alive, that's metame kaze ukaze, like a chaya and a behema will also be metame evr min chay. That's another way that a koi is like a behema and a chaya. There are other things also. You're not allowed to eat the blood of a koi, just like you're not allowed to eat the blood of a behema or a chaya. There's a din of treifa on a koi, just like there's a din of treifa on a behema or a chaya. So all of those things are true about a koi as well. We're just giving a sampling of some of the ways that chaya and behema have certain halachos, that koi shares all those halachos of chaya and behema. So to quickly review what we learned today, so in Mishnah Yud we said that a koi is like a behema in that, number one, its chelev is aser, just like a behema's chelev. Number two, part of the same thing is that, however, you're not chayev kares for the chelev of a koi, because it might be like a chaya. Number two, you're not allowed to use maaser sheni money to buy a koi that is not a karban, and a koi by definition is not a karban, just like you're not allowed to use maaser sheni money to buy a behema that's not a karban. And number three, it's chayev in zro lechayayim v'keva, just like a behema has that same din of matnas kuhuna. However, that last halacha, Rabbi Eliezer disagrees, because he says it's a din of mamnas issue. You could tell the kohen, hamotzi mechaver, Allah Araya, you want to prove that I owe you this Zerol Chayim Akeva, prove to me that this thing is a behema and not a chaya. And then in Mishnah Yeralev we said that a koi is like neither a behema nor a chaya, in that you're not allowed to breed with anything, not with a behema nor with a chaya, and that if you give over all of your chayos and behemos to your child, we don't assume you meant to give your koi as well. And if you said, third of all, if you say that you're going to be a nazir if this is a chaya or if this is a behema, you are a nazir. And with regard to every other halacha, we said it's like a chaya and a behema. I mean, with regard to every halacha, the chaya and behema have in common, a koi is just like a chaya and a behema, in that it requires shechita. There, if it drops dead, it becomes a nevela, and evr min achai, it's subject to the yisur of evr min achai, and all of those things, all of the things that are true of both a chaya and a behema, are true of a koi as well. Okay, Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with the third and second to last parak of Maseches Bikurim.